How about calling sheep?
Sheepy, sheepy, sheepy.
And call chickens?
You just call them.
Chicken, 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 chicken.
Okay, and hey, ride on the horse, you put your feet into...
When you ride?
Riding on the horse.
Stirrups.
And the horse on the left, if you had a team, you'd call the what? Name for one on the left.
I suppose you're referring to lead horse, huh?
Uh-huh.
Only we didn't use that term much here.
Say near horse?
Huh?
Near horse?
I thought the one on the left, I was calling the off horse.
That's what I...
There's a tremendous variety in this. We're trying to find what the consistency is.
I always figured on the horse on the right was the lead horse, and the horse on the left was the off horse. But
well, the one on the left is the off horse.
That's the way I always figured them.
Then you actually are agreeing here.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we used to break horses, we nearly always used to put the young horse on the left side and the main horse on the right. Now, I don't know why we did that, but we did it. So we call him the lead horse on the right.
We're...
You just have to wait, that's all.
Sorry, I live near a railroad.
Yeah.
You're riding in a buggy, you hang on to the...
Riding on the buggy?
Yeah, these things you hang on to.
Driving a horse.
Driving a horse.
Oh, the reins.
In a buggy, you'd hang on to the reins.
For a driving horse, you mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What if you're riding horseback? What do you...
Well, I always call those... Well, maybe you think about the lines on the driving and reins on the saddle. I don't know. Maybe they do use that
use
term.
Them both.
Huh?
Use
but
them
we
both.
Use... I always use or call them the reins on both, but...
Yeah, connected to the drive. This is always
we got away from that hum for a little while there, and now it started again.
Interfering.
Oh, that's okay. Say, you say Gibson City isn't very far. It's just a little...
wave.
But Springfield's quite a long...
distance.
Or a long way.
Well, a long way, or... is it some distance that's a long distance either?
Okay. You find weeds almost. Find weeds almost
everywhere,
or almost any.
Any place.
The trench that the plow cuts is called a
furrow.
And. You have a lot of trees on the land. You cut them down and say, I'm going to have to the land. You have a lot
clear.
Of and if you raise, if you have wheat as a crop around here much?
Not much.
But around up north, they raise quite a big...
acreage?
Of wheat. A big, what do you call it? A big yield or a big...
Well, the yield varies with the years, but the acreage, acreage had come nearer describing the area.
So you said they had a big, I raised a big acreage of wheat? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Your yield would depend. You might have a large acreage and a small yield.
Could you call it a crop?
Yeah.
I raised a large...
Well, your crop would indicate your yield. More too.
Mm-hmm.
You had a poor crop or a good crop.
Okay. If you have wheat and cut it and plant it again, cut it a second time, you say I had a